by now.
It's time for 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielboard's head.
Jill, this is for you about 10 years in the future.
Okay.
Okay. Recently, I was asked to give some dating advice to a friend who's about a decade or so younger than me after she was totally ghosted by a guy. My advice was simple. Dating stinks. Not for everyone, mind you, just for all you women in your 30s. Here's why. In your 20s, you couldn't care less. You date a bevy of dudes whose last names are not all that important to you. Heck, neither are their first names for that matter. Skip ahead to your 40s and you confidently take no crap. If your man is 30 minutes late picking you up, you will have already left on a date with your backup boyfriend because ain't nobody got time for that. In your 30s, though, dating is a lot like being in that awkward phase we all enjoyed as kids. Buck teeth, weird freckles, big glasses and all. You don't quite know where you fit. If you're going on a first date with a guy who stands you up in your 30s, you'll call every emergency room in a 50-mile radius, certain that he's met with an untimely death. Girlfriend, he's not dead. He's rude. My advice, stop acting like finding a boyfriend in your 30s is as difficult as preserving an endangered species in the wild. Otherwise, you'll end up clinging to zeros as if they're tens, and, well, that's just bad math.
Oof.
Thankfully, we women are like fine wine. We get better and smarter with age. Hang in there, and eventually the only zeros in your life will be the number of Fs you give about any guy who doesn't text you back.
Yes!
That has been 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielboard's head.
That's the best advice I've ever heard.
You got that to look forward to.
I can't wait.
Laying it down today.